Oh, that sounds good, yeah. Good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. If you joined us last hour, we flip-flopped our hours. Generally, 9 o'clock is our open line hour, and 10 is our topic hour. This week, our topic was tailgating, off the home improvement topic a little bit, but there's a lot in tailgating practices that apply to backyard barbecues.
And you bet.
That topic's no stranger to Rosie on the House, but we've had people calling in since 7 o'clock this morning with home improvement questions. They've been lining up. Our phones are lit. Our texts are full. Our emails are coming in. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923, or you can email into info@rosieonthehouse.com, whatever method is most convenient for you to communicate to us.
If you've got a home improvement project, you've got questions about how to get it started, how to get it done, or more importantly, how to get it finished, give us a ring at the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. We'll put our years of experience to work for you and give you our tricks of the trade and our tips, as well as specific recommendations for brands of tools and brands of products to use. So let's go ahead and jump on the phone. People are lining up. As you hear us, take care of a caller. That clears the line for you at 1-888-767-4348. This is the hour. We move through your calls. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having the call, and congratulations on your 29 years.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
So I've got a AC unit that, as of last Sunday evening, prior to Sunday evening, every time that thing would kick in, it sounded like I was living back at the Air Force base I grew up next to when they were firing up the FB-111 bombers. The things would just wind up, and then you knew that thing was going to run good. early Sunday morning, 3 o'clock, lightning storm earlier that evening, that unit just started sounding like the blades were grinding on the housing. Had my service company come out, and they are completely perplexed. The guy got up on the roof, was up there for an hour trying to figure out what was going on. The only thing they came back with after I told them I couldn't even put a filter in there, the minute I put a filter in, it starts grinding again. They said, it sounds like you need a new intake. Well, that unit's 6 years old. Matter of fact, 6 years on September 3rd. It's coming. So I'm like, what has changed that would cause that fan blade to get drawn down? And I'm at a loss. Obviously, I'm not an AC guy.
So if you take the filter out and have no static pressure in the return air plenum, you don't hear the noise.
I don't hear the noise. Now, it's a totally different noise than it was operating before. I don't hear that wind-up noise anymore either.
Well, that screams at me that we're probably just dealing with a bearing that either in a squirrel cage or the fan motor that's allowing that motor or a loose something that's being drawn up against the fan blade. I can't imagine it's going to be that tough to figure out. I'd put my guy up there and say, let's turn the unit on. This is it with the filter in. This is it with the filter off. Now, what's right. It hitting?
Yeah, well, and you know, this is the first time I've never gone up on the roof. So I think integrity is the person I probably should call, right?
Well, it's funny, actually, and it depends on where you're located, but Brad, usually, they're one of their top
Brad's always listening. He's like one of our top texters. We get more texts from Brad during our show than anybody else.
I actually just grabbed my – I usually don't look at my phone during the broadcast for distraction, but I actually grabbed it expecting Brad to be like,
this is the answer.
He might be napping this morning, though. I got 10.
Well, you goofed him up on the hour.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's it.
He got too hungry.
Now, Mike, the unit's working. It's producing cooling and all of that.
Yeah, it's working great. Except it's, like I said, the only thing, it's totally different noise now. We hear a wind down now at the end instead of the wind up at the start.
What brand is it?
It's a Train.
Okay, all right.
3.5 ton.
Okay. Well, you've got a good unit. It's only 6 years old. You got another at least 10 years on that. Finding that actual rattling, something's coming in contact with something, that's generally, I just usually go to my toolbox and I bring out my stethoscope and I just start applying it to all the different parts of whatever I'm looking for. And baby, when you found the one part that's getting hit,
you can hear it.
It lights your eardrums up. You can find it really quick. That was a trick I actually learned from my old friend Mark Salem in the auto industry, where they try and find that missing valve tappet or the cylinder that's not firing. So I've carried a stethoscope in my toolbox for 20 years. All right, we're going from air conditioning to plumbing. Miss Peggy, thank you for calling Rosie on the House.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
In my master bath, the toilet, and it's been doing this off and on for a couple of months, when you flush it, it rises, and then it very slowly goes all the way down. Sometimes it has that cough, and sometimes it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it flushes almost normal, but it always seems to, the water, when you go in to use it next time, the water is always very low. I've tried filling in, you know, making sure my back tank is full, but okay. It's not, you know, it's not low on water.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I've plunged it. I even bought a new plunger, thinking okay. Maybe my other one was old.
Okay.
But, you know, it continues to happen.
All right.
And I'm not very good. I tried YouTube. I didn't find anything helpful.
Yeah. You know, Peggy, the thing about plumbing is you always want it to flow downhill. And to do that, a plumbing system requires two things, three things. A clear line, a positive drainage path, and atmospheric pressure. Now, Peggy, if you'll go to your refrigerator and get, just reach in there and grab one of the water bottles that you probably have in there, and open the water bottle, and don't sip out of it. Turn it completely upside down. The water will gurgle out as gravity draws the water out, but it can't draw it out faster than it can replace the top of the water bottle with air, so it bubbles up. Well, there's a good chance your plumbing system may not be plugged downline, but something in your vent system may be holding that up. We may not be getting the atmospheric pressure we need. That can vary. Usually what we find in that case is some kind of landscape debris or litter against a plumbing vent, a tree arm or leaf limb that's grown up. Palms are really notorious for that, planted right up against the house, and the palm frond falls on top of the vent. Pretty common here in Arizona. So if the plunging doesn't solve it, it may be something farther down the line, or tree root or something, that may need to be cleared with a good drain line Roto-Rooter job. Or it may be you don't have the right pressure ventilation, and we got to get up on the roof and check all the vents. Once you check those two things, if we're still not getting it, and that's the only toilet it's happening at, then at that point, you're probably looking at possibly replacing that toilet. So those are the three things you need to take a look at. One of those three is going to solve your problem. We appreciate, sorry you had to get up on Saturday morning and call a public radio station and talk about your toilet in front of 100,000 people, but you know what? Romy, that's why we're here, right?
That's why we're here.
You want to try and take Eva Lee or Tom?
I do. And you can call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. But Brad says, I'm hiding out in Sholo.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Didn't hear the broadcast. But Chris texted me and says, it sounds like the motor module is going out.
There you go, Mike. Motor module. So he's had his air conditioning rep check it out. They couldn't find anything. It was Mike that said, I guess I got to call Integrity, right?
Yeah.
So
he knows who to call.
You calling Rosie on the House got you in touch with Brad of Integrity, who's on vacation in Sholo, and he's diagnosed it long distance without ever hearing the show. Now, that can only happen right here at Rosie on the House,
and
the motor module.
And no matter what part of the great state of Arizona you're in, from Flagstaff down to Green Valley, we've got 10 great air conditioning partners here at Rosie on the House for your comfort, because it's why this state grew from 100,000 at the turn of 1900s to millions by the end. It was air conditioning and water.
Let's see if we can get Lee real quick. Lee calling from Scottsdale. We do have one open line. If you'd like to sneak in, now be the time to do it. Good morning, Lee.
Hi. Thank you for making my call.
You bet, buddy.
I got an issue, and we started smelling damp wood around our kitchen sink. We're in a Hallcraft home built about 59 in central Scottsdale, south Scottsdale, and just trying to figure out what I do next. I sure don't want to tear into that wall myself. The wall is between my master shower and where I have my refrigerator and washing machine next to the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And we see dampness coming out of the baseboards.
All right.
And we use drains.
Okay. Well, you're going to need to get somebody in there and open the wall up and detect where the source, what's the source leak? Is it a torn shower pan? Is it a plumbing fixture? Is it a valve? Is it a break in the line? We got to determine that. So I'm going to tell you, if I were you, I'd probably start with a plumber. And right there in South Scottsdale, you've got Babcock Plumbing. They live right there. They're your neighbor. There's also Ben Franklin Plumbing. Both Rosie Certified Partners. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com.